This morning from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother and led them up a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with them. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is well that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 booths here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, lo, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were filled with awe. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. This is the Sunday before Ash Wednesday, which begins the season of Lent, a time of quiet reflection, sacrifice, self-examination, and so on. And this text is always read on the Sunday before that rather different kind of period. It's certainly what's become almost euphemistic, a mountaintop experience. Jesus has, well, 3 of his favorites, I guess, Peter, James, and John, the next Holy Trinity, maybe. And in addition to their seeing what is technically known as a theophany, they get to see God in God's own self. I like to think of this story as Peter gets it wrong, not for the first or the last time, again. Because he wants to stay there. Let's build houses here. Let's stay on the mountain. And the story ends with the lights out, and Jesus says, "Let's go. We got to go down the mountain." We have mountaintop experiences, but we don't get to stay there. In fact, more often than not, our days are more or less like every day. As the years go on, we have mixtures of from the mountain to the prairie and down in the valley, but every day is sort of a rhythm of predictable cycles, you know, and on the subject of the concept of every day, and maybe to honor the memory of Buddy Holly, they have that, he's got that great little ditty, "Every day, you know, it's getting closer, going faster like a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way." I don't know whether he was talking about the love of God, probably not. He was only a 20-year-old kid when he wrote that, but you never know. I can't say that he wasn't, but it is central to our faith, maybe, that we believe that every day, love like his might come our way. How does that work in the everyday rhythm of between the mountain and the valley, birth and rebirth to resurrection? I imagine it like a roller coaster, or if you're a mathematician, a sine wave or something to that effect. There are times when we're on the way up, times when we're on the way down, apex and valley. So what might we learn any day when every day has all 4, excuse me, of those possibilities? I think a lot of the time we're sort of a work in progress. We're kind of on the way up, working toward a new skill, or maybe in our younger years working toward an achievement, you know, a degree, a family, and so on. On the way up, I think we're literally climbing a learning curve. So when the days seem to be getting a little brighter and there's a goal in the future, I think we live those every days by learning. Learning a new skill, learning a new insight, sharing a conversation. On the way up, climbing the learning part of the learning curve, of the curve. Every once in a while, we're at the top. And we even orchestrate these things. We call them, what we call them, vacations, maybe. In any given year, our family may experience, or our families may experience, a wedding or a birth or some such thing. On the mountain, on the top. When we're at the apex and the lights are on, do this, take a picture. Hold on to it for a second. Don't build a booth, but take a picture. Oddly enough, the mountain in our life that we go to every year is at sea level. And July 30th, we've got that house booked, and that's the prize for what's going to be kind of a rocky spring around our house. But when you're on the mountain, take a picture, because, well, you can go back and look at it from time to time and feel what you felt when you were there, and that might give you a little bit of a boost. So on the way up, learn something. At the top, take a picture. Sometimes we only see the valley in the future, the valley of the shadow, maybe. And on the way down, on an everyday where that is part of what it is, it's an interesting opportunity to touch hands with those that are on the way up, those that have come out of the valley and will touch you with a story or an insight or an experience. Nobody knows what it's like to be where you're going than one who's been there. And nothing else helps quite as much. So on the way down, pay attention, because yea, though I walk through, you're not alone. There are people that are on the way up that can, you know, hang on. Take hold of you for a second. Say a blessing. This everyday roller coaster. On the way up, learn. At the top, take a picture. On the way down, reach out and touch someone who's been there and will give you some energy. And then, you know, I don't know we hit bottom. Sometimes we seem like it's at the bottom and then still got further to go. You know, 12-step people will account and tell the story of the day they hit bottom and then began recovery. But here's what I think about when we experience or imagine that we're sort of at the bottom of the valley. I think it is there that we might most profoundly say a very short little prayer. Don't leave. Don't leave, Lord, because you promised it, especially now. That's where you would be. And I think it's where Jesus touches us most profoundly, because that's where he is closest to us. That's where his experience that we are going to enter into through Lent, of his own march through the Kidron Valley, literally in John's Gospel, to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he prays by himself. And he essentially says to his Lord God and Father, don't leave, this is going to get difficult. All we know for sure is that he is with us most profoundly in the valley. That's where he is with us most close to his own experience. And by his grace, we start it all over again, to another every day, to another set of learning, to another picture, to another encounter as it goes. So that, I think, is what Jesus' interpretation of his own transfiguration ultimately means, is we have this day, but we also have a lot of every days. And the experience of every day is mixed, but also a place, an opportunity for energy and to share the source of that energy. There's a Jewish legend that suggests we walk our way through every day with hands in both pockets. And in each pocket is a stone. And on one stone is engraved the phrase, "The world was created especially for me." Why? Because it's true. You were born on a mountaintop, as it were, born with the world before you. The world was created especially for me. And in the other pocket, the stone has an engraving with these words, "I am but dust and ashes," which is also true. We're reminded of that on Ash Wednesday, that we are formed from the ground, and to the ground we shall return. The world was created especially for me. I am but dust and ashes. And the Jewish legend says we walk with hands in both pockets, sort of like this. And in the middle is every day, when sometimes like a roller coaster, a love like his and only his will surely come our way. And it'll be enough. Not much.